This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Families carried flowers and dolls to an outdoor memorial as they mourned the victims of a deadly mass shooting at an elementary school in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Three children and three adults died in the shooting, which happened Monday morning at the Covenant School, a private Christian elementary school. Police identified the shooter as a 28-year-old Nashville woman who had attended the school. They say she was under the care of a doctor for an emotional disorder, but was still able to legally purchase seven firearms, three of which were used in Monday's rampage. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done his part. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war on our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Not long before that, number two Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Tuesday that Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He said in an exclusive interview with the AP that if Bakhmut fell to Russian forces, their president, Vladimir Putin, would react his way.
He will sell this victory. He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran,